A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Text appears, a Netflix original documentary. In archival footage, yellow flowers appear and fade away. Then, lights shine on a man sporting a mullet, spinning in place. He wears a tuxedo under a white cloak. Disco balls and the name Walter, spelled out in twinkling lights, hang behind him. Walter strikes a dramatic pose, raising his clasped hands. He tilts to his side, steeples his hands, and reaches toward us. Walter brings his arms inward, and his hands come together. He closes his eyes, spins, and adjusts his cloak. Walter looks at us and raises his palms. Next, in a montage, Walter wears elaborate costumes in exotic settings.
Gemini, Pisces, Cancer, Aries, Capricornio, Aquario, Scorpio, Virgo, Libra, Tauro, Leo, Sagittario.
Walter moves a mask over his brooding face.
Growing up with Walter Melgado, I just remember thinking how dramatic he was.
Walter exits a white car. He removes his shades and grins.
And how fabulous he was.
Walter blows a kiss.
I can't think of an English language astrologer that would command the attention of millions of households.
El más peligroso, Aries.
It was just Walter.
Scorpio, te pones ahora.
Subtitles appear. Eugenio Derbez.
The first time I saw Walter Mercado on television, it was a shock. I was like, what is this that I'm watching?
Walter.
If you can give love, if you can receive love, so what?
It's a woman? It's a man? It's a sorcerer?
Barre tu casa.
It was just a staple of our childhood. If you went to visit anyone, Walter Mercado was on, and you would be quiet until you got to hear your sign.
Walter was unique. He was different. He was a pioneer. Wow.
El señor Walter Mercado.
Walter guests on talk shows.
The gifted, the talented Walter Mercado.
Walter throws flowers.
You know who Walter Mercado is?
Of course.
Some people who speak English do not understand how loved you are in the Spanish community. You're bigger than Jesus Christ, aren't you?
Walter tosses flowers to a crowd.
He made me believe through the force of his oratory.
Walter.
Manifest exactly what you want. Visualize exactly your dreams. It will be yours.
I just think he's this positive force. He's literally sending positive vibes through the television at you, one astrological sign at a time.
Walter.
Follow your heart. Your heart is never wrong.
And then signing off con mucho, mucho amor.
Mucho, 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 mucho. Amor. Amor. Amor.
Walter offers a flower.
But all of a sudden, he disappeared.
The screen goes dark. Then archival footage of Walter.
Many people were calling in and asking. They were asking me, hey, what happened to Walter Mercado?
I don't know. I've lost contact with Walter.
I thought he was living in, like, Mexico.
Eugenio.
I have a theory that he didn't want to grow old in front of the cameras.
Walter looks in a mirror. Red-headed woman.
He's sick and he retired. He lives in a mansion in Puerto Rico that's like a huge fortress where no one can enter.
Pigeons perch on a gate.
He died two times. Two times.
I heard that he lives in the Grove.
Maybe he's an extraterrestrial. Probably has his own planet somewhere.
A gray-haired man.
People say a lot of things and invent even more.
Where is Walter Mercado? What happened to him? We miss him. We really miss him.
A title appears, Mucho Mucho Amor. Now, text appears, San Juan, Puerto Rico. In a yellow two-story home, a glamorous portrait of Walter hangs on a purple wall. Elsewhere in the home, a Walter Mercado doll rests by a pillow. Religious statues and relics stand beside elaborate robes. A Muck Media production. Una producción de Muck Media. In association with Keyrat Inc. and Topic Studios. In asociación con Keyrat Inc. y Topic Studios. Directed and produced by Cristina Costantini and Kareem Tapsch. Dirigido y producido por Cristina Costantini y Kareem Tapsch. Produced by Alex Fumero. Producido por Alex Fumero. A film by Cristina Costantini and Kareem Tapsch. Una película de Cristina Costantini and Kareem Tapsch. In a painting, peacock feathers and celestial objects flank Walter's face.
control. Tú tranquilo, todo se armoniza. Lo que estaba un tanto como confuso, con problemas, ahora la luz.
Walter watches a video, then pulls two cassettes from a shelf. Walter.
These are old things, very old.
The highly successful spiritual master has established himself as a leading authority in astrology.
Walter.
Mira, Willie.
Look, Willie.
A balding man, Willie, watches nearby. Walter.
Mira.
Look.
And now, for his friend, David, I made them available to you all. Walter Mercado's exclusive international psychic society.
Reached out and helped. Very
emotional. Walter's eyes glisten.
All now, and you can experience.
I think that the worst things sometimes are necessary to grow up.
¿Cómo te gustó este show?
I've had very, very, very difficult problems. I suffered a lot. I lost a lot. I want to tell you the story.
Walter closes his eyes.
Okay, I'm ready.
In black and white footage, text appears. Puerto Rico, 1932.
I was born in the country.
Children run on hillsides.
Around my home, there were a lot of farmer people working who were very, very, very poor.
Women wash clothes.
When I was a child, I was very shy, insecure. My mother was very overprotective with me, and I was a dreamer. I was always dreaming.
Next, in animation, a tarot card appears. On the card, a caped man holds a crystal ball. A bird perches on his shoulder. Text appears, the magician.
One day, a bird fell in the yard, and he was dying. And I took the bird, and I began to...
He blows on his palm.
To pray and to... giving life to that bird.
In animation.
A neighbor was watching. And I said, you are going to leave, little bird. You are going to leave. And suddenly the bird started to flap its wing and it started to get better and it began to fly.
The bird ascends toward a smiling sun.
And the lady said, oh, this boy has the grace of God to help and to heal people. And began to talk about me.
A line of villagers.
People in the village would knock on the door of my house and ask my mother, oh, please, please, let me see Walter. So my mother put me in a little chair, and they began touching me. Touch, 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 touch.
They kneel before young Walter.
And then I turn into Walter of the miracles.
Young Walter sits on a throne, holding a scepter and a flower. Animals surround him.
Since the moment I was born, I know that I was not like everybody. When I saw another boys, I know that I have another way of life. My brother was all the time riding horses, planting the sugarcane, living with my father, and I stayed with my mother, playing the piano and reading books. Everything about me was different.
Walter, as a young man.
My mother said, if you are different, go on being different. Don't worry about that. To be different is a gift. To be ordinary is common.
In a photo, he applies makeup.
I decided that at that time, I'm going to fabricate, to create a famous person in me. And so I know that that push is going to explode in something important.
At a dining table, a bowl of cereal and a plate of cookies rest on a floral placemat. Walter, in a satin bathrobe, reaches toward a dog.
Papi.
Walter.
Muñeco.
My little doll.
He sits at the dining table and spoons some of the cereal.
Willie.
Yes, Walter.
Willie stands in the kitchen nearby.
My vitamins?
Yeah.
Willie opens a fully stocked cabinet.
These are the different multivitamins that Walter takes. Salmon oil for the cholesterol, eye bright for the eyes, collagen, peptides, cod liver oil, bioginals, hemp proteins. My name is Willie Acosta, and I'm Walter Mercado's assistant for many years. Many years.
So you're like his right hand.
And the left one, too.
Later, in the dining room, Willie.
Look what I got for Runo.
Pet wipes.
My dog never stinks.
He stinks. He's stinky.
He never stinks.
I came to Walter's life very young.
In a photo, Walter and Willie smile.
I'm still a young adult, but I was very young when I came to Walter's life.
Willie belongs now to my family. I have many nieces, Yvonne, Betty, Bibi, and Danette, and Carmesita, and Charito.
Charito, what's her sign? Carmesita.
Sign is Sagittarius, and she is Pisces.
Carmesita points at their two dogs.
I love my family, but Willie is with me always. He assists them with my clothes, with my costumes.
I do many jobs. I assist Walter in everything that he needs. I take Walter shopping. I have gone to the movies with Walter.
In a home movie, they sit together.
We fly together to places.
Walter waves.
We stay in the same hotel, in the same room.
He knows everything, all my secrets. A very small secret, of course.
Look, you have to eat cookies, too. They're good for the system.
Do you want to see me fat?
Not fat, but, you know, healthy.
I'm so healthy.
I know you are. I protect Walter from everything. So don't get too bitchy with him. Yes.
In the dining room, he gives Walter a drink.
No cookies for Bruno.
No.
Willie leaves. Walter sips the drink, then breaks off a piece of a cookie. Runo eats it out of his hand. Walter smiles and blows Runo a kiss. Text appears, San Juan, 1950. In archival footage, the sun shines on city buildings. Two women stroll down a sidewalk. Shiny cars line a street. A vendor scrubs his drink cart.
It was a tsunami of art in Puerto Rico. Everybody was thinking about art.
A band wears ruffled sleeves. Dancers wave frilly dresses.
In the University of Puerto Rico, I began dancing classes. I just have a passion for dancing.
Now, Walter holds castanets.
Puerto Rico was a little island, and I was living 100 years in advance.
In a photo, a nude young Walter faces away from the viewer.
But I was dancing, and also at the same time, I was acting and having a lot of plays.
Walter as different characters.
After that, I became an actor in television.
He pensado seriamente en cultivar su amistad. Quiero ser amigo del Conde Minelli, y voy a lograrlo.
He bites his fist.
I did a lot of telenovelas.
Walter dabs his forehead with a cloth. In a photo, Walter and a young woman stare off dramatically.
Walter was doing a play in Puerto Rico called El Tríptico.
Willie.
De amor, the Triptych of Love, Dolor, Pain, and Death.
Elin Ortiz had a show in Telemundo, and he invited Walter to do the promo for the play. Walter was dressed like a Hindu prince with a beautiful white cape, lot of makeup, and Elin Ortiz told him, no, we'll do the promo later on, but Walter, let's talk about astrology. You always reading the palm of everybody around here, and you always asking, what's your sign, and what's your sign, and what's your sign? Let's talk around astrology.
A cameraman looks through a lens.
I began to talk, but in a very improvised way, from my heart. For 15 minutes, I was in a monologue. Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, the Moon, Leo, you are the Sun, Virgo, Mercury, Libra, Venus. So it was like, but nobody expected that.
When the segment finished, the general manager of Telemundo came downstairs running and said he has to do that show again tomorrow because people are calling.
The telephone lines are full. So I need to see you tomorrow here doing the same show today. I want
Walter Mercado every day, 15 minutes a day in this show.
And I want you with the same costume tomorrow. I want Walter in capes.
After 3 months, he started the one-hour show of Walter Las
Willy.
Estrellas.
Walter, the stars, and you.
In animation, a tarot card appears. On the card, a nude woman kneels on a shore. She pours out two pitchers, one into water, the other into land. Text appears, the star.
Nuestra próxima teleatracción, Walter Mercado.
Walter wears a crimson cape and holds a book. He stands before a recess set into a weathered rock. Walter.
And now the sign of Capricorn. We have two paths, two human beings, and one important decision to make. Make it. You are beginning a cycle of good things, health, money, joy, and love. Have peace in your soul and love for everyone, even for the unsufferable, for the critics, and for religious fanatics. Your whole life changes, and you'll be happy. Time will heal old wounds. A change is coming, a move, a trip, something very favorable to you, and it will be very fortunate.
That show started August 3rd, 1969, and it became one of the top shows in Puerto Rico ever.
In another scene of the same show, Walter dances on a circular platform. Walter makes short, rhythmic steps. He wears a shiny suit and a polka-dotted cape. He snaps percussive instruments attached to his fingers. Next, in a white room, Bill Bakula, his former manager, sips a glass of water.
Let's go. 3, 2.
I'm Bill Bakula. I never wanted to be on the stage or in front of the camera. I always wanted to be behind. That was my passion. I've known Walter since I was a young man watching him on television. So I was flipping through channels one night.
Crystal Pepsi.
Yo, girl.
Underline doctor.
You're flipping fast. All of a sudden, you stop. Because you saw this guy dressed like in all opulence. Rings and jewelry. He made you stop. He had the stop quality. All of a sudden, you were engaged. And when he got to your sign, you identified with it immediately. You said, well, he's talking about me. So I made an appointment to get a consultation. And it was incredible. So I said, well, is the consultation over? And he goes, yeah. Okay, now I want to talk to you about something. Under my arm, I had a bunch of storyboards.
Production sketches.
And those storyboards basically depicted a new television show for him. Something fresh, with a higher production quality.
A classical set surrounds Walter.
2 weeks later, we were taping his first show.
Es un milagro de Dios, un milagro de amor.
We did 10 one-hour episodes, 48 minutes, in a weekend, and Walter was on point.
In the show, Walter sits on a throne. Enredo,
viene una explosión de escándalos.
It was the first program on television that was wholly dedicated to astrology.
A ring made of gold star signs floats in space.
It was terrific.
Cards fly out from the ring.
It's kind of like a motivational speaker, you know, that uses astrology to motivate people. And people need motivation.
Walter.
Aquarius, you are a positive Aquarian. Something very important is that you're a go-getter. You've broken barriers. You've always loved creating, inventing, hustling. You never freeze up.
In that moment, the people were very hungry to listen some word of inspiration. Maybe it was the right moment, in the right occasion, with the right people, everything was right. According to the stars, it was perfect.
In a photo, Bill and Walter review a sheet of paper.
Every talent needs somebody behind them. I was the coach for one single purpose, Walter's message to get out to as many people as possible.
When I entered in the world of astrology, it was a boom. It was a boom, really a boom.
Walter strides onto a stage. He hands a woman a flower.
Walter was doing television. He was doing radio.
He would record daily horoscopes and would break them out across morning drive time.
Libra,
algo que Tony Hernandez, radio producer.
It's easier to tell you about the markets that Walter wasn't in than the markets that Walter was in. Probably about 150 radio stations carried his programming at its peak. We started getting interest from places that you never even imagined that there would be a Hispanic community.
Next thing you know, Walter starts airing all throughout Latin America. The next mission was Brazil, second largest market after the U.S. Then we jumped to Italy, Holland, the U.K.
Walter brings his hands to his lips and greets a crowd.
Bill made me the most well-known psychic of this world, the prophet of the new age.
Then I put everything I had and everything I didn't have into a crossing over into the general market in the U.S.
1997.
Wow. Hey, Walter, how you doing, man?
That's the outfit.
There he is. Kid, that's the outfit that I see on TV.
We got an invitation from Howard Stern.
You're bigger than Jesus Christ, aren't you?
No.
Tell the truth.
They treat me like Jesus,
yes,
like
see?
Buddha, like Buddha. Right.
First, I was hesitant about it, but I knew that Howard was very much into yoga and Hinduism.
You know who else was born on my birthday? Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. That is correct.
And the same hour like you.
Yes.
The same hour?
You are working from the navel down, and he was working from the navel up.
Oh.
Then he did Regis and Kathy Lee.
For him, I see a recuperation.
Good.
Extreme.
He's a recuperation? From your heart?
Yes, from your heart.
And Sally Jesse Raphael.
120 million people turn to this man for advice every day.
And all of a sudden, the general market started to get who this Walter was.
I predict that you are going to be the greatest comedian of the next millennium. He is.
He sits with Sinbad.
He landed a book deal with Time Warner. It's called Beyond the Horizon. Before we knew it, we had really penetrated in all of the Americas, from Canada all the way to Tierra del Fuego.
There used to be this newscast called Premier Impacto on Univision.
A segment on chupacabras.
Los habitantes de una pequeña población al sur de Guatemala están aterrorizados después de descubrir lo que podría ser la primera víctima humana en ese país del chupacabras.
And every day at 5:47 in the afternoon, they would have the daily astrological forecast with Walter Mercado. They didn't have the weather forecast. They had an astrological forecast.
News anchor, Walter is here to reveal the message of the stars. Text appears, Walter y las estrellas, Walter.
I want you to know that the signs are divided into mutable, cardinal, and fixed. Pisces, you're mutable. You go with the flow.
Maria Lopez Alvarez, creator, Primer Impacto.
We just did it as a segment. People love to hear their astrology. Now you're going to get it on TV, and we're going to give it to you with none other than Walter Mercado. And immediately it was a hit.
For Primer Impacto, at that time, he was a big asset. I would say he was like one of the biggest characters, yeah. Not just with Spanish TV, anywhere.
December, the stars, and you, Aries, your higher mind pushing you to new attendance, to new heights. Travel is okay.
I never dared to be traveling through the world or having 300 disciples in Brazil or 500 disciples in Colombia. Bill opened many doors to me.
Walter talks with President Clinton.
I met presidents, ambassadors, famous people.
He poses with Al Gore, Glenn Close, and Aretha Franklin.
Prime ministers, presidents from different countries came to Walter for private readings.
You saw his popularity just grow and grow and grow and grow.
A crowd fills a park. Walter throws roses at them from atop a stage.
He couldn't walk in the street or there would be like a mob.
Everywhere he goes, Walter Mercado is surrounded by legions of adoring, devoted fans.
I've been waiting since 9 o'clock in the morning.
I was in the eye of the eagle.
In a banquet hall, Walter kisses a woman's cheek.
There's hundreds of millions of people watching his programs every day. You know, he almost became like a religion.
Walter holds a bouquet of flowers and waves to fans.
We were doing a segment on Primer Impacto. We put him in the headlines and said, and Walter is with us live. We had people swarming out of the buildings in 15 minutes. People started wanting to touch him, like if he was holier than the Pope.
Miami, New York, Panama, Colombia, everywhere, everybody wants a piece of Walter.
Then, in animation, a tarot card appears. On the card, chalices surround a cloaked figure, some upright, others overturned.
Text appears, the cloaked man. In Walter's home, a Hindu figurine stands in front of a framed photo of Walter with his palm raised. In the entrance hall, the painting of Walter, flanked by peacock feathers and celestial objects, hangs across from a chandelier. Below the chandelier, Walter walks toward us with his arms outstretched. He wears beaded necklaces and a flowing black and gold poncho. Walter blows a kiss and steeples his hands. He gestures to a flight of stairs and leads us up. In a golden room, surrounded by statues with Eastern influences, Walter holds one of his beaded necklaces in between his steepled hands. He opens his hands and turns up his palms.
Sometimes the people say, Walter, you're very egocentric or narcissistic, no matter how much money it costs. I always say, you have to be radiant. You have to be Walter.
To us.
Okay.
He has an augmented face that defies gender and maybe even age.
Mireia Lucio, queer witch.
And his hair is a hybrid between really good male hair from the 70s and really good glamorous grandma hair.
Have you had any plastic surgery done?
Little arrangement, a special Botox like Nicole Kidman. I'm just like Dorian Gray. My picture's growing old, but I'm growing young.
In a portrait, a younger Walter strikes a theatrical pose, now in a large closet.
For every show, I have a special cape or robe. Some are very heavy, some are lighter, some are hand-painted. Each one has a story.
A detailed robe and undergarment rest on a dress form. White bands and pearl-like beads line the shoulders of a dark robe. Purple feathers cling to a sheer cape.
He was the first person to use capes with beads and makeup, dyed hairs, a lot of jewelry.
This is from one of the best designers in Brazil, but very humble.
A bulky geode bracelet.
Wait, the bracelet is very humble?
Yes, you like it.
On a bulbous ring, diamonds surround a purple gem.
Many designers started doing cape for him. Versace did something for him. Isaac Mizrahi, Swarovski, crystals, sequins, rhinestone, pearls. They cost a lot of money, but they were beautiful. The message that Walter is bringing to you, he decorated.
I am the picture, and the cape is the frame. The cape covers me and make my image to go to the heart of my audience and my people.
In archival footage, Walter communes while wearing a fur coat.
He had his look, so did Elvis, so did Liberace, so does the Pope. If it doesn't look good, we're not even going to listen.
Thank you very much, and don't miss the outfit of Walter Mercado. It's something like a pumpkin that's about to smother him. It's marvelous.
Walter wears an orange robe. Walter.
Night of magic and mystery. Night where anything is possible. Where those who we loved and loved us return to the earth to seek out the warmth of heart and home of love.
Nidia Cairo, singer.
Do you know anybody else that looks like Walter or speaks like Walter or dresses like Walter? He's very much his own incredible creation.
A tiger's face transforms into Walter's.
He just broke the mold. Entirely.
Walter Mercado!
Text appears, Walter Mercado, astrologo y vidente.
And people are mesmerized by the beauty of Walter, by the glamour of Walter.
I want to look beautiful. I want to look alluring. I want to mesmerize people. I study dancing, so I use my hands. The people love all that kind of stupid things. So I use the stupid things to teach, to help, to serve, to give. A beautiful message of love and peace.
Walter.
Love is the reason for everything. Love is the beginning and the end. Love is the reason to live.
A jet of flame erupts behind him. Now Walter's niece, Yvonne.
He broke many boundaries. His whole look, his capes, the layers, the fabulous costumes. Now it doesn't seem that strange. But when he did it, it was scandalous. And he did it anyway.
Young Eugenio Derbez parodies Walter.
Eugenio.
How are you doing, little animals of creation? On this occasion, I'm anxiously awaiting today's guest. But he's had many problems because of the love of a woman.
Eugenio, present day.
In the 90s, they gave me my own show. And it was a sketch show where I played different characters. And I immediately thought, I have to do a Walter Mercado impression. My impression has the same rings, capes, hair. It's one of the most famous characters I have. I think a big reason they love it is because it's based on Walter Mercado.
He reaches toward a guest who leans away. Another actor, dressed as Walter, holds his hand over a candle.
Walter was very beloved and very much an integrated part of the culture.
A different parody.
But he would also get folded into gay jokes. He was embraced and othered at the same time.
Impressionists wear exaggerated makeup. Yvonne,
many of his imitations were meant to ridicule him. He never liked being imitated.
On a talk show, Walter.
You appear to be dressed a little bit like me. Then don't do a bad imitation of me, because everybody does. I would never wear those pants.
When they see Walter and they make fun of him, it's because they wish they could be like Walter. Yes.
Personality.
What's your love sign?
Walter.
Scorpio, shut up.
Other personality.
Ah, he stings from behind.
Walter.
And I sting from the front. I'm like you, vice versa and versatile.
Now, Carlo, LGBTQ activist.
The Latino community was quite homophobic. I mean, especially 70s, 80s. I mean, still nowadays, but back then it was like much stronger. And perception of masculinity was so square.
Adios. Mi cielo.
A flamboyant man caresses a soldier.
Growing up as a queer boy and watching Walter Mercado gave me hope. I saw Walter and I was like, okay, I'm not that different. Here you have a man on television breaking all of these rules.
Interviewer.
You have a very feminine look.
Walter.
When I was a child, over the phone, people would call me Miss, and then later they'd call me Mrs. It never bothers me. Who is this? Hello? Mrs.? No, it's a mister. It doesn't bother me.
He has a very feminine energy. He's an androgyn. He looks like a woman. Sometimes he looks like a man.
In a photo, Walter wears a bejeweled uniform.
The people that, you know, they said, oh, that's queer, or that's a faggot, or that's... I don't care. He doesn't care. Walter always take a pill called an I don't care pill. And I started drinking that pill, too. And I use Vaseline, so everything slipper on my body. Whatever they said, I use Vaseline.
Somehow, inside a misogynistic, super Catholic culture, Walter could thrive. We needed Walter in that landscape.
Walter playfully shakes hands with the challenging talk show personalities. Personality.
Are you heterosexual or no?
Walter.
Let me tell you something. I respect sex as something sacred. For me, sex is spiritual. I'm married to my public, my people.
Yvonne.
Walter is very protective about opening up, including with his family. I've seen journalists try to talk about his sexuality, his partners, his love affairs, and they're topics that he just won't touch.
You don't talk about sexuality or your identity. Why is that?
Because I have sexuality with the wind, with the flowers in the garden, with all the beautiful display of nature. I don't need a person, especially, to make me happy or to make me to have an orgasmic experience. No, I have sex with life. I have sex with everything, with clothes. With beauty.
A painting of a nude man.
People think that I'm his lover. I don't know what they think. They think that I have a relation with him. And my relation with Walter is a very family relation. I had never touched Walter with a finger. Never in my life.
In a photo, Walter and Willie smile. Now, Tony.
I don't think Walter ever allowed himself to be defined through his sexuality. It was none of your business. He always sort of, you know, straddled that line very carefully.
Carlo.
If Walter Mercado would have come out in the 60s, 70s, 80s, I think it would have hurt his career. Puerto Ricans say often,
Carlo,
what you can see, you don't ask about.
And I know, like, visibility is very important, but not coming out stopped perhaps the homophobia from running wild.
Yvonne, there are things that are just so ingrained from your childhood, from your family, that play on repeat in your mind. It's difficult to change them.
There's so many societal laws that he broke. It goes beyond coming out. You use a cape because you're a superhero. And I see Walter as a superhero.
In a photo, Walter wears a red suit with a blue cape. Yvonne, in terms of his open secrets, I don't think he confirms or denies anything.
No creo que él niegue o afirme nada.
But you're not telling me that Walter Mercado is a virgin. You're not telling me that you're a virgin.
The only one in town.
The only one in town.
Text appears. Walter y las estrellas. Walter.
Here I have a tarot deck, a special deck on such a special day in such a special month. In the month of love, ladies and gentlemen, for you Aquarius, I've pulled a card of strength because you're strong now. No one knocks you down. No one destroys you. No one holds you back. You're stronger than ever, Aquarius.
I don't believe in these things. That's just sort of my nature. But I'll be honest with you. When you meet Walter, and you have a chance to spend a little time with Walter, you realize that there's something there. Is that something divine? I don't know, but it's quite unique, and I haven't come across it with anyone else.
Talk show host.
All of these terrible predictions people make, all of these cataclysms, tragedies, disasters that are coming with the arrival of the new millennium.
Walter.
Nobody believe any of it. Those who follow God don't fear a thing.
He planted in the mind of everybody faith, belief, you're going to be great. You have to put faith. If you don't have faith, you're never going to get nothing.
Walter.
Virgo,
what was once so ugly and sad, it all changes. The waters will recede. There will be a total change in your life. So take advantage to realize that which yesterday you didn't dare to do, Virgo.
If you notice in all his content, he never says anything negative.
Blessing?
Never. I think that's probably the key ingredient to his success and his ability to communicate.
Well,
being a messenger of the Aquarian age, I bring you messages of light, of love, and of peace.
Mauricio Selig.
He would come out every day and he would tell you beautiful things, and everybody wants to know if tomorrow is going to be a better day.
He's like a warrior. I think his message was and still is to live with as much love as you can in your life.
Now, Walter sits on the set of Christina. He blows a kiss to the audience. Christina, I want to start this program broaching the most controversial questions about Walter Mercado. Walter.
All my life.
Christina, why do you mix different religions so much? Not just, for example, Santeria, primitive religions, with Christianity, Catholicism, but all of them. You mix all the religions and you solve people's problems. Why?
Walter.
No one has a monopoly on God. It's ridiculous to think so. It could be Chango or Santa Barbara. Who cares what you call it?
I got the best from the Buddhism.
He kisses beads.
The best from Hinduism.
Lord Ganesha on...
The best for Christianity. I mix with all kind of astrology. I realized that all religions have a point of conversion. I call it interfaith religion. You have to be nice to people. You have to give the best of yourself every moment of your life. And you have to believe in yourself.
Walter.
Taurus, be strong.
Insiste.
Really strong.
No te rindas jamás.
Don't give up. Insist until you accomplish what you want. The cosmos will gift it to you.
I think Walter appeals to the masses because he's able to connect with something that's missing for a lot of us, particularly immigrants. I think he gives us a sense of hope. I think he gives people a reason to believe perhaps that their lot in life may have a chance of improving in short order. And if you listen to him and you sort of follow his guidelines, it could be a roadmap towards a better, more fulfilled life.
Walter. May God bless all of you today, tomorrow, and always.
My message is to give the force inside themselves. You can win. You can do that. Believe in yourself. And that way, I'm helping people to be stronger.
On the Sally Jesse Raphael Show, a graphic reads, Walter Mercado, the world's greatest astrologer. Then, on an animated tarot card, winged figures surround a spinning wheel. Text appears, the Wheel of Fortune.
Have questions? Need answers? Concerned about a loved one? Need career or love advice?
Text appears, the Psychic Friends Network.
Hi, I am Walter Mercado. Thanks for making the Psychic Friends Network the most popular psychic phone service in the entire world.
In the early 90s, there were these 1-900 numbers, and Walter's manager, Bill Bakula, decided to do that for Walter so that people could call in and connect to him.
You take calls on the Circle of Power line, no matter where you are?
Yes. I love to be in touch with my people.
We created a traditional 1-900 psychic hotline to great success.
Las runas.
We were the only ones in the Hispanic market in the U.S., and we were the pioneers to go out of the U.S.
An old woman. I won $9,000 at Indian Bingo. Thank you, Walter. Thank you.
Actually, in Brazil, he's not really known as Walter Mercado. He's known as Liga Ya, and that means call now.
Liga Ya!
Liga Ya!
Liga Ya!
Before we knew it, he had 500,000 subscribers and 4,000 psychics. 4,000 people answering phones.
My psychics, for me, I don't believe, I know, are the best in the whole world. All of them are natural psychics, born with the gift to help, to empower other people's lives.
I knew that that was baloney. It could be my housekeeper answering the calls, you know, and making 25 bucks a call.
I see the two of you will be married within 2 months. Of your baby's birth.
Married?
I never say, you're going to win a lottery. Never. Or you're going to have a husband in a week. I never try to fool people. No, I never.
Walter stares intently.
Only the International Psychic Society has predicted winning lotto numbers, family reunions, and success stories.
A lot of these hotlines are scams.
Well,
producers say you were doing it to make money off of poor, desperate people.
But always they receive some kind of words of inspiration or motivation.
A lot of people were taking advantage of those 800 numbers and making millions.
Call me now for a free tarot reading.
And I can guarantee you Walter did not make millions on that. Bill Bakula made millions on that. Bill tells him, don't worry, these are up and up people. Trust me, you'll be fine. I'm not saying Walter was not in it for the money as well, but Walter was more innocent and naive about it.
Walter's former publicist, Jody Vialli.
Walter was not about business. So it was important to Walter to know that somebody was taking care of business for him so that he could concentrate on what he did best. Walter expected only good things and ran into a world of trouble that he never saw coming.
In archival footage, Walter and Bill cross a parking lot. Walter waves, then shakes hands with a fan. He enters a limo.
Bill Bakula was my angel. In one moment of my life, he was sent by God to make me and my message of love and to understanding be known. He was very smart. He was the master.
Walter had tremendous affection for Bill and trust and love. Bill became almost like a son, I would think, to him.
Walter's niece, Betty. Bakula gave Walter very expensive gifts. He would arrive at a hotel and he'd have a room totally lined with white roses.
20 bunches of roses. 20 every day.
Betty.
It was very extravagant.
He would say, Walter, you can eat rice and beans. No, you have to eat caviar, and you have always the most exquisite food. I have my own airplane. Everything was excellent. I love those things.
Yvonne, Walter likes to please everyone.
A todo el mundo.
Y so entonces, if you're kind to him, he will try to please you.
Bien con él y tú lo agradas, él va a tratar de complacerte.
I don't ever remember hearing Walter say no. He's not that type of personality. Inside, he's a little boy that just wants to be loved and respected. Walter would do what Bill would ask him to do. He was almost like, okay, if I have to do it, I have to do it. Okay.
Okay.
Aquí.
Okay.
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 Maria, on my way.
Okay, no problem.
Betty, he had this power to bewitch him, to wrap him up in promises. And Walter is so fanciful, he'd get him hook, line, and sinker. In a photo of Walter and Bill, Walter smiles. Bill seems to be caught mid-speech.
One night, I asked the lawyer to come to my house, and I said, I have a contract for something quite important. Read it very well. And he said, okay, I will do it. The next day, he says, sign it, it's perfect. And I don't even read the contract.
The contract reads, Mercado hereby irrevocably assigns.
Walter just signed what he was asked to sign. He didn't have someone really looking out for him.
The lawyer who reviewed it didn't really properly advise Walter on the scope and nature of the contract. So Walter blindly signed the agreement.
Yvonne.
Entonces,
that's where the problems began.
Text appears. Under the terms of the contract, Walter signed over all rights to his past and future work to Bill's company. He also signed over rights to his name, Walter Mercado. Carlos Velasquez.
They seemed to have a nice friendship, a good business relationship, and so Walter trusted that what Bill Bakula was doing for him was in his best interest.
Mauricio.
Remember, that the artist is never a businessman. An artist is always thinking about his art, how he's going to look, how he's going to impress his audience that day.
Behind the scenes footage, then Tony.
At that point, my communication with Walter ceased, and Bill became my main contact. For Bill, you know, these things are transactional. It was about, how can I maximize revenue?
Walter was being advised by some of his family members who made him realize that there were some issues with the relationship.
When family gets involved in the businesses of an artist, very seldomly it works well for the artist.
He tried to sell all my old material. He was recycling old horoscopes and running it as if it was current. It was not right. I have to be very honest with my people. But I couldn't stop him because under the new contract, he had control of all material.
The contract gave everything, his name, his likeness, his image, to Bill Bakula.
Both parties were represented by competent attorneys. Both parties understood the contract. And he got paid. He got paid according to the contract.
There was no time frame for the agreement. In other words, this thing would last forever. There was very little room to even attempt to terminate the agreement. It gave really no benefit to Walter.
He's the owner of all my decisions, of everything in my life. He owns my life.
In a photo, a smiling Walter rests a hand on Bill's shoulder.
And then he stopped paying.
Wilma says, we need the money, we need the money. And they are not sending the checks.
Ivan, Walter continued to record his program and comply with the contract.
Todo lo que se hacía,
but the money wouldn't come.
Walter lo siguió cumpliendo, pero no pagaba.
So at that point, Walter cancels the contract.
Cancela el contrato,
but Bill said the contract was for eternity.
El contrato era para la eternidad.
Text reads, the territory shall be the universe.
When I discover that my contract is so difficult to deal with, I try to repair and to talk to him to make a new contract and go on.
We paid him to buy his business, not to rent it. He sold his name. He sold his brand. But there was a disagreement of how they viewed things and the black letter of the contract. So we went to court.
A document details the Miami court case.
Everything began to crack, 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 crack. Yes.
Our claim for damages against Walter was just $1. We didn't want to hurt him economically. We just wanted the world to know that we were right.
That's not true. Actually, Bill Bakula was looking for Walter to pay about $14 to $15 million in damages.
It was a nightmare of many problems, injunctions, and well, it was a real nightmare.
Text appears. The court barred Walter from using his name professionally until the trademark dispute was settled.
And at that point, Walter was not allowed to do anything because Bill Bakula owned his image. And so, unfortunately, we had to pull Walter from the show.
Wilma Torres, secretary.
It's very shocking that in the court they would give Walter's name to somebody else. Well, I've never seen anything like that happen in the world, that you could give your name over to another person as a trademark.
When you try to explain to people, no, he lost the right to his name and he cannot be on TV, people like me couldn't understand that.
There was a pretty severe financial impact on Walter. He was not receiving any funds, and he was really unable to transact any business during that period of time. So it was quite difficult for him. We brought in our own lawsuit to do away with the agreement.
I was asked to appear in court, and I had Walter and Bill Bakula in the courtroom, one on one side, one on the other side, and they were looking at me intently.
A courtroom sketch.
It was like a fight between two forces. It was a war, a war.
Yvonne, in the first lawsuit, one part, Bakula won, and another part, Walter won. So then we had to initiate another process. So we stayed sort of in limbo.
Como en el limbo.
We have lawyers in Mexico, lawyers in Argentina, lawyers in Puerto Rico, lawyers in New York, in Miami. To be in a court fighting with the people that you love, it's difficult for me. And I have to face facts. And that was a difficult time, yes, very difficult.
It was hard, yes.
And Walter is very sensitive. He's a very sensitive person.
I've never regretted anything in my life. Regret, that's out of the dictionary. There are no regrets.
In a sketch, Bill has a stern expression. Then former attorney Carlos Velasquez.
Ultimately, the jury determined that Walter had interfered with those contracts, but that there was no damage suffered by Bill Bakula. So Walter was returned all of his rights, his name, his image, his likeness, which is what Walter ultimately wanted.
It was a long, hard battle. And the consequences were severe for us and for Walter above all.
Carmesita, 6 years he fought.
6 años luchando eso.
Six lost years during which he lost millions of dollars.
Emotionally, it affected him tremendously. I think eventually it affected him physically.
I do believe Bill broke Walter's heart. In the beginning, Bill was his angel. And towards the end, Bill was his devil.
In his library, Walter leans back in his chair. His eyes glisten and he throws up his hands. Text appears. After 6 years of court battles, Walter regained the right to use his name. 2 days later, he suffered a heart attack. In animation, a tarot card appears. On the card, two figures fall from a burning building. Now, Carmesita.
When I get to the hospital, Walter was dead. He wasn't no vital signs at all.
In animation, holy figures appear. Charito.
I was clutching the Bible, praying to God.
A hand holds rosary beads.
He has three arteries. They were clogged.
Were you worried that this was the end?
Yes.
He was so tired of fighting. He was so tired of so many things, you know.
Yvonne, stress was the principal cause of the heart attack. In Puerto Rico, there wasn't much help for him, so he was moved from hospital to hospital. Walter's niece.
You see him fighting for his life.
Betty. We're going to do everything in our power. Let's airlift him. Walter's niece.
You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if he'll make it alive to Cleveland.
From the heavens, two hands carry Walter from Puerto Rico to Cleveland. Walter's niece.
We arrived in Cleveland at 5 a.m.
My consciousness was coming and going. It's a very strange feeling.
Tree branches ignite and bloom. Walter.
I opened my eyes and I saw.
Beautiful eyes, blue eyes, blonde hair, a boy, a girl, another boy, another girl. And I said, oh my God, they are angels. I must be in heaven. And Yvonne says, Walter, wake up, you're not in heaven. But in Cleveland.
Heavenly figures transform into medical professionals. Yvonne.
He was in the hospital for a couple of weeks. They put in stents and he started to recover.
Thank God he recovered.
In
an old photo, Walter and some of his nieces surround a baby. Yvonne.
Walter has always been there for us.
At some point, he won't be here physically.
I can't imagine life without him at all.
Yvonne shakes her head and wipes her eyes. Text appears. The last episode of Walter's show aired on October 3rd, 2006. Despite multiple attempts at a comeback, Walter has never returned to television. Then, in animation, a tarot card appears. On the card, a robed Walter stands alone in a closet surrounded by sparkling garments. Text appears, The Hermit. In his home, a painting depicts various visages of Walter. A Buddhist statuette sits by a set of mirrors. A book titled Gay Planet rests on a shelf. Daylight reflects off the trophies and plaques lining a wall. In a framed photo, Walter shakes hands with President Clinton. A framed poster reads, El Mensajero de las Estrellas, Walter Mercado. In front of a mirror, Walter takes a supplement. He glances in the mirror, then sips a brownish-green drink. He puts another item in his mouth. Walter picks up a small vanity mirror and a powder brush. He brushes his cheeks. In a portrait, Walter's splayed hands frame his face. Boxes of cosmetic products and a bottle of nuts rest below it. In a photo, a middle-aged Walter smiles with an older woman. Four antique dolls, a remote control, and a book titled Too Much Too Soon lie beside a bed. Walter sits on the bed and fingers through makeup tools. Yvonne.
It's got to be a serious blow for him. He would like to be present on the TV and reach his audience again. It has been a loss for him.
Walter applies lip balm. He looks in a mirror and fixes his hair.
But he is very concerned about his image.
He wants to project fabulousness because that has been the figure he's projected to the public.
Que le ha proyectado al público
with his outfits,
prendas,
his sumptuous style, and then not being able to
y
do it with the same energy
pues,
he's used
no
to.
Hacer con la energía que él acostumbraba.
Willie blow dries Walter's hair. Yvonne.
Eso sí le da
it makes him very anxious because he wants to show his best face to his audience.
Su mejor cara a su público.
Willie and Walter observe Walter's hair in a mirror. Walter turns to us and smiles. Then, clouds pass over Walter's home. Betty, sometimes he'll ask me, do you believe in reincarnation? And what do you think about death? What happens afterwards? From above, tombstones line a cemetery. Willie drives Walter through the cemetery. Willie.
How depressing.
Betty, as soon as we start talking and the conversation gets going, he stops and doesn't want to talk anymore. Walter.
Which side?
Willie points across a columbarium and they stop in front of Walter's parents' graves. Walter's niece.
He says he's eternal, that he'll live 120 years or more.
Okay.
Walter and Willie walk away. Then, in 1997, an MC stands before a colorful set. Walter takes the stage. He tilts his head and smiles at the audience.
Oh, qué lindo.
MC.
Walter, did you ever think you'd reach this level of fame?
Walter.
No, I'm a Puerto Rican country boy.
MC.
And you never thought about making a movie of your life?
Walter.
I don't want a movie yet, because people wait until you're dead to tell legends about you. I don't want legends. I still have a lot of years left to live.
Text appears. Ponce, Puerto Rico. Betty, Yvonne, and Walter approach Teatro La Perla. Walter.
To the theater.
Look at that. Beautiful.
Inside the empty playhouse, Walter.
I did many productions here. Many.
He stands on stage. Walter.
This is where I got the biggest applause of my life.
We play here a lot of dramas and comedies.
In production photos, Walter shares the stage with other actors.
And the Ponce audience was terrific. Pam, 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 pam. It was very, very, very good. The atmosphere, the air, the energy is terrific. All the opening nights of all the ballets, Midsummer Night Dream, Les Ilfides. I have a lot of memories. I was a leader, breaking rules and breaking norms and breaking forms. Yes, all my life.
He sits on the stage and claps.
En el aire conmovido, mueve la luna sus brazos y enseña lúbrica y pura sus senos de duro estaño. It was a big theater. It was so beautiful. It still is beautiful.
Willie sits in the front row.
La Perla means a lot to me and to all the Ponceños. You remember beautiful moments of your life, but it was in the past. I would like to do it tomorrow. I would like to go on doing things.
Walter shrugs.
Okay, let's walk.
He places his arms around Betty and Yvonne. They help him off toward the backstage area. Stage lights blur. Text appears. In January of 2019, Walter got a call about a fan who wanted to meet him. Actor and playwright Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Gracias. Thank you.
Lin-Manuel and his father, Luis Miranda, enter an elevator. They share a smile. The elevator rises.
This is very weird. Like it. You know why it's weird? It's because he just lives in the TV. I don't know anything about Walter Mercado other than him telling me about my day and my life. So it's like, we're gonna go inside the TV? That's honestly how I feel right now.
The Mirandas enter a suite. Wide-eyed, Lin-Manuel raises his hands. Walter stands in front of windows overlooking the city.
Boricua!
Boricua!
Welcome!
Walter kisses Lin-Manuel's cheek.
Take a good look with that beautiful man. Best man. Beautiful man.
Lin-Manuel.
The honor is mine.
This is crazy. If you talk to anyone my age, we grew up with him. He is this iconic figure to us.
El señor Walter Mercado.
In retrospect, there was really nothing else like it on Spanish television. It was like an oasis. It was like gossip show, gossip show, gossip show. Shut up, Walter Mercado's on.
The people in Puerto Rico love you so much.
They love you more. They love you. They love you. We've always loved you. It feels very surreal. I'm very emotional because...
Lin-Manuel.
I grew up watching you with my grandmother. We watched you every morning. I remember walking into the room and my grandmother saying... They're getting to Sagittarius.
Walter points at Lin.
Capricornio.
Lin-Manuel.
We would sit there...
And we would wait for Sagittarius and Capricorn.
He is this fabulous... being unto himself in capes and makeup.
My cape. I was 3 times in the Puerto Rican parade.
In a photo, Walter wears the parade cape on a float.
Through Walter Mercado's existence, we have a greater acceptance for people around us.
Lin-Manuel wears the red, white, and blue sequined cape.
Oh my God. We love him without questioning anything. And he has a great moral authority. And that way, he's absolutely a pioneer. It's going to be weird when I wear this instead of my Hamilton costume tomorrow.
I want you to take your natal chart with you.
Yes.
I want you to know that you have in me a friend and an admirer for your dad.
Start crying.
You can't believe it.
I can't believe it. I can't believe what's happening right now. This is incredible. Gracias.
No, gracias a ti.
You're such a light in all of our lives. You are. Increíble.
They take a selfie. Lin-Manuel posts it online with the text, Mucha paz y mucho, mucho amor. Replies read, Holy shit, Walter Mercado? De verdad? OMG, I was just talking about Walter. I have not seen him in so long. Walter Mercado is still alive?
Millennials know perhaps maybe more about Walter Mercado than I do. I've seen the memes.
GIFs of Walter appear. Then, Curly Velasquez.
Imagine like there was like a 20-year-old right now who was like, I'm going to read you your horoscope. I'm non-binary, I'm asexual. Are you kidding me? They'd be the biggest thing on Instagram.
In archival footage, Walter wears masks on his face and the back of his head. Yvonne.
There's a phenomenon that I can't explain. We don't understand why so many young people love and admire him when they haven't been able to see him on TV in years.
Had the Liberace swag on a million. You know what I'm saying? Look at that shit, bro. The cape game was immaculate, looking like my grandma's drapes.
Text over a photo reads, you know your mom is getting older when she gets the Walter Mercado haircut.
He's so nostalgic. He represents moments where we're hanging out with our abuelitas, with our moms, with everybody. You could put him on a coin. You could put him on a T-shirt. And we would all be like, oh, I know that.
Matt Cusher.
Walter Mercado is from my family's hometown of Ponce, Puerto Rico. Eh? So I had an instant appreciation for him and going there. And here it is, the masterpiece itself.
Images of Walter adorn walls in a restaurant bathroom.
Everybody takes pictures, and I have to convince the men not to go into the ladies' room because everybody wants to see the bathrooms.
Do you believe in astrology?
I believe in Walter, and I believe in anything Walter does and says.
We have a cocktail named after Walter Mercado.
Bobby Hilardi, bartender.
You get this like smoky floral note. Kind of like represents what is like mysterious and enigmatic with Walter Mercado.
I'm happy to see that Walter Mercado is still relevant. He is still an icon.
On social media, users comment on photos and quotes of Walter. One reads, me to my friends. I promise I won't get metaphysical on you guys. 3 drinks later, a photo of Walter with arms outstretched. Then, text appears. In May of 2019, the History Miami Museum invited Walter to attend an exhibit celebrating his life and career. Willie.
The History Miami Museum has planned to celebrate the 50th anniversary of what was the Walter Mercado Show and your role in the world of astrology.
It's the moment of celebration of my whole life. I'm an ageless personality, but according to the chronological time of my shows, it takes 50 years of fabulousness, of excitement, of exotism.
Text appears. Walter will travel to Miami for a performance and press junket ahead of the exhibit opening. It will be his first public event in over a decade. Walter.
If we invite everyone in Miami who knows and loves me, I will need to invite all of my jewelers, perfumers, everybody. It will be a big scandal.
Yvonne. We're anticipating having about 200 guests. We have on the list of guests your friend Julio Iglesias,
but also Gloria Estefan, Emilio, El Hijo,
and their son.
Some of my good friends.
And the Beast? The Beast needs to be there.
Who is the Beast?
The most famous perfume dealer in
Miami.
Yes.
La Bestia.
La Bestia. He's terrific. He's a beast in perfumes.
Walter wears a white and pink military-style top. He chats with a photographer in front of a white backdrop. Then he poses in various extravagant costumes. Photographer.
Beautiful.
Walter waves his gold robe. He sits and blows a kiss. Woman,
this photo shoot today is to promote the exhibition at the History Miami Museum.
Photographer.
Show me some face. That's what I love. Beautiful.
Walter sports a white cloak with fiery golden trim. Photographer.
And now, George, tell him to put his hands like this. Do you want a little break? Let's take one, because that thing must weigh.
George and Willie help Walter to a nearby seat. Photographer.
How much does one of those capes weigh? They must weigh a lot.
Walter.
Like 15 pounds.
Photographer.
Dude.
Willie.
He has a pinched sciatic nerve, and it's making the movements difficult for him.
Walter.
I have some capes that are crazy heavy, but this one weighs like 15 or 20.
To be on television, you have to be very well dressed, prepared, planned. It's a work. I demand too much of myself, and it demands much energy. And it's exhausting.
Walter sits in front of the white backdrop before the photographer's lights. He lowers his gaze and brings his steepled hands to his forehead. Walter lowers his hands and maintains a meditative pose.
Right now he's suffering. He has terrible pain. He hurt himself.
The photographer snaps a photo as Walter concentrates. Walter notices and grins. Betty.
He gets tired. He gets tired because of his age.
Walter's niece. He wants to keep doing a lot of things that now aren't so realistic for him to do. The photographer shows Willie the latest photo. Photographer.
Let's do another.
Walter.
One more?
Willie helps Walter don the gold cloak. Walter.
That one weighs a ton, and it's double.
Would you describe this era of your life as being in semi-retirement?
No, never. I will never retire. I'm going to die with my boot on. What are you saying about retire? I'm never retired. I'm full of energy. I'm 20 years old, and I began a new journey in the life of a hero.
The photographer takes more photos. Nearby, Willie watches intently. Walter poses, his arms crossed. He gazes toward the camera. Walter angles his head and gives different looks.
Life is so short. I'm Walter, a body. But more important than the body, my spirit, that my message is going to be eternal.
Walter wears a gold cloak with black paisley floral and star patterns. He sports a regal purple robe, then a sky blue cloak, a pink robe, and a floral top.
Mucho, mucho. Amor.
Walter performs his signature gesture. Later, text appears, 1 week before the opening. In Walter's home, Willie and a brown-haired man help Walter out of the dining room. Walter lies in his bed.
Gracias. Ah, me vas a tapar.
Betty places a blanket over his legs.
I was in the office, and he called me on the phone. And he said, please come, I fell down. And apparently he got tangled up with the sheet, So when he got out of the bed, he fell. The three of us went running and untangled him. But then he went to take a bath and he slipped and he fell. And Willie said he heard how hard he hit himself against the floor. He had black and blues on his back.
On a monitor screen by Wilma's desk, Walter rests in bed.
It's hard for all of us. You know, we've never seen him like that.
Walter.
Take a look, Jesse.
Jesse tightens Walter's watch.
Thank you, Jesse. Many thanks. With all my heart, thank you. You've made my life happy.
Betty, after we took him for tests and we saw those first x-rays, the diagnosis was that he had fractured a rib and part of the dorsal vertebrae of his spine.
Y en la parte alta, arriba, en la espina dorsal, en una vértebra.
In addition to the fracture he has on his pelvis. Walter.
I'm taking it easy, but it's driving me crazy. Nothing scares me and nothing stops me so. Sometimes I'm in pain, sometimes I'm not. Yesterday, I was in tremendous pain.
Betty, being in front of the cameras gives him energy. Walter.
Do you want more light? Less light?
Woman. It's okay how it is. Walter.
How do I look?
Not okay. You have to check.
Yvonne, just like the cameras and the filming and the lights gives him energy, his public gives him even more. Walter's hands frame his face. He matches the pose in a portrait behind him. Walter's knees. Even though he has a fracture,
dolor,
and even though he's in pain, he's definitely going to go to the event in Miami. He's going to be there.
Oh, my goodness.
In animation, a tarot card appears. On the card, Walter sits on a throne with two sphinxes at his feet. Text appears, the chariot. Next, clouds hang over a beach. At an arrival gate in Miami Airport, a bald man moves Walter in a wheelchair. Walter waves. From Walter's perspective, he stares ahead as he's wheeled around.
Hi, Walter. How are you?
He clasps hands with the driver of a passing electric transport cart. A gray-haired woman waves. A blonde does the same. Walter shakes hands with a man in a suit. In a cart, Willie smiles.
This is our second home, Miami.
Walter beams and blows a kiss. Betty and Yvonne follow Walter's wheelchair. A man with a tablet photographs Walter, standing with a fan. The man smiles beside Walter. Two brunettes each pose with him. Then, in a car. Walter.
How does the song go?
Betty.
What?
Walter.
And you, and you, and you. It's like, may the skies.
Walter and his nieces.
I care about you, and you,
and you, and
no one else but you, and you. And you, I care about you, and you, and you, and no one else but you.
A banner of Walter hangs outside the History Miami Museum. Inside, a man paints a wall purple beside a portrait of Walter and text describing the exhibit. Employees position a robe on a dress form. A signed album, jewelry, tarot cards, and a cross rest in display cases. Two workers set a bust of Walter on a pedestal. In a case, jewels shimmer. Old photos line a wall. The red, white, and blue sequined cape, resembling the Puerto Rican flag, rests on a mannequin. The bus stands in front of a row of robes, capes, and cloaks. Then the sun sets behind the Miami skyline. Willie.
Who's coming now? Who's coming?
Attendant.
Right now, Primer Impacto.
Okay.
Walter sits with various reporters. Reporter,
look how privileged we are, ladies and gentlemen, to be with Walter Mercado today.
I'm here with Walter Mercado. I don't need to introduce him.
I would like to ask you about this incredible exhibit.
Walter,
it's been 50 years in front of the lens.
Newswoman, what does it mean to you to share with your public? Walter,
it's so they get a little of the flavor and the fragrance, the essence of Walter Mercado.
Walter is not only the cape or the hair of what they think.
Walter Mercado is a force of nature.
Reporter, would you return to Premier Impacto, Walter? Walter?
I don't know, because some things belong to their era.
Journalist, you were an actor, a singer, a dancer. Walter.
Keep going, keep going. It's all true.
Reporter, what is your message to Hispanics? Walter.
That every day we should be more united. More heart. Diversity makes us stronger.
Then, Walter sits with journalist Jorge Ramos. Walter.
It's a shame that I woke up without a voice. I don't know why, but I have many ailments. I have sciatica, too. But I told myself, you can't ever miss Jorge Ramos.
Jorge.
But then one says to oneself, you have to be healthy first in order to get sick. In other words, that means you're doing well.
Walter.
Of course I'm well, and with tremendous energy.
Jorge.
Can I say your age? 87?
Walter.
Between 50 and death, and that's it.
Jorge.
That seems extraordinary to me.
So let me ask you, I am agnostic. When we die, I don't know what's going to happen.
That's good. We'll have surprises.
I hope that we have surprises. And, you know, I hope that I'm wrong. When we die, what happens, Walter?
The body, who is just a house or a cage, you begin the earth, it returns to earth. You are just atoms and molecules, but there's inside you something eternal, immortal.
Eternal? So you think that we'll be there without our body?
Yes, until you reincarnate. Because I believe, not believe, I know that there is reincarnation.
Jorge.
Are you going to die in Puerto Rico?
Walter.
Wherever they catch me. It's that death doesn't worry me that much.
Jorge.
Really?
Walter.
Yes, it's a topic I don't like to broach because we all know we're going to die someday. The day you're born, they mark a document saying you'll die someday.
Jorge.
Is there someone, a god, who tells us what is going to happen?
Walter.
God is in there. God is in here. The God that is in me salutes the God that is in you. The namaste.
Jorge.
You know I can't end the interview without asking you to do your with lots of love thing.
Walter.
May God bless all of you, even though he doesn't believe in God. May God bless all of you. Today, tomorrow, and always. And may you receive from me always a lot of peace. But above all, what? A lot of love.
Walter looks at us, then shakes Jorge's hand. Next, the sun rises behind the Miami skyline. Text appears, morning of the opening. In his hotel room, Walter holds a newspaper.
I'm in the front page. Look at that. My capes in the museum.
He shows us a photo.
I'm happy tonight. I'm flabbergasted. I'm bombarded with many beautiful words. Everybody is talking about tonight. And I have all my family here.
A white-haired woman brushes makeup onto Walter's face. Walter curls his eyelash. She presents Walter with a gold sequin tuxedo and an off-white robe. Willie buttons Walter's tuxedo shirt, then fastens a brooch over his collar. He helps Walter don the tuxedo jacket. Walter wears large rings on his forefinger and pinky. Walter.
What do you think? Is it too big?
A little big.
Woman, very humble. It's very you.
When I wake up in the morning, it's the first morning of my life. Today is my day. Today I'm going to be the best version of Walter. Life is a constant reinvention. I never rehearse to be myself.
His hands frame his face.
Are you ready for your close-up?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for my close-up.
He shoots us a look. Later, Walter exits the hotel while leaning on a walker. Walter.
Don't fill my chair.
Yeah, don't
shoot.
Only the upper part of the body.
Man.
This way, Walter.
Walter grins. He, Yvonne, and the white-haired woman and a younger brunette go to a car. Walter sits in the back seat and glances out the window. They pass palm trees and office buildings. Walter closes his eyes. From above, colorful murals cover the sides of low-slung buildings. In a garage, Willie wheels Walter past a sign that reads, History Miami. Walter focuses on us. He frames his face with his hands and snaps his fingers. Walter rides an elevator with Willie, Yvonne, and Betty. Now, visitors gather at the museum entrance. People take photos by the banner outside. They mimic Walter's pose in the banner photo.
I've never been in the same room with Walter, so I'm really looking forward to that today. We're all here for him.
Ay, Walter, gracias. Mucho, mucho, mucho. Yeah. Amor.
Mucho, mucho amor.
Mucho, mucho amor.
Three drag queens grin. In a green room, Willie hands Walter a mug.
Está caliente.
Willie.
It's hot. I'm telling you, it's a little hot. It's hot.
Walter.
There's no more room for people?
Willie.
What?
Walter.
There's no more space?
Willie.
No, no more space. They're not letting more people in.
Guests mill around the crowded event space. Two young women pose by Walter's robes. In the green room, Walter holds a program. Willie takes a picture of him. In the event space, a woman draws a picture of a robed Walter with a heart for a head. Then, a cell phone video.
It's just in. We are dying of heat, waiting for Walter Mercado. There's music playing,
but he's nowhere to be found.
We're super fangirling.
Guests snap photos of Walter's bust and stand by the robes on display. In the green room, Walter sits with his eyes closed. Next, a light-haired guest appears in a personal video. Light-haired guest.
The homage to Walter is about to begin. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I feel emotional and happy.
I just don't know what his energy level will be right now, but we're super excited.
So excited.
Oh
my God.
In the green room, woman.
You have to sit on the throne now.
Willie.
But they have to do the dance first and all that.
Man.
But he has to be seated already.
I know.
Dancers move through the event space wearing some of Walter's cloaks. One spins in a shimmery yellow cloak, then runs up a staircase. He passes other dancers, waiting to descend the staircase. A woman in a light pink cloak stands on a landing. Guests raise their cell phones. Text on a social media video reads, "Things just got weird." In the green room, a young woman helps Walter to an ornate gold throne. Walter.
Yeah. Now? Should I get on it?
In the event space, dancers separate the crowd, creating a path through the center. In the green room, the white-haired woman touches up Walter's lips. In the space, dancers dramatically bring their hands to their heads. In the green room, Walter rubs his lips. He waits, seated in his throne atop a wheeled platform. People move him into position. The group stops by sheer curtains separating the green room from the event space. The dancer in the yellow cape parts the sheer curtains. The event space lights shine on Walter's face. Walter smiles as he's wheeled forward. Walter places his hand over his heart and waves. The guests raise their phones. Smiling dancers push the crowd back, making way for Walter's throne. Walter steeples his hands over his face. He kisses a brown-haired woman's cheek. Walter raises his arms and blows a kiss. His throne wheels backward into an adjoining room. Guests grin. Dancers follow Walter's throne. Walter grins and reaches toward guests. Two of the dancers set the throne beside the purple wall. Several dancers sit at Walter's feet. Walter raises his brows and turns up his palms. Then, a video selfie.
Okay, I know that I look really calm, but I'm about to freak out because...
The video zooms in on Walter from afar. At Walter's throne, a gray-haired woman poses with him. Their photo appears in a social media post. A dark-haired woman smiles with Walter in another post. More photos appear. Female fan.
I watched when I was a kid. I love you.
Male fan.
I love your vest.
Walter.
You like it?
Male fan.
I love it.
Middle-aged fan.
I follow you from Spain.
Bearded fan.
Like a good cancer, I always listen to you.
Long-haired fan.
Thank you. I'm a Scorpio.
Willie looks toward a line of fans.
Okay, next.
Walter grins with fans of all ages, genders, and races. A black-haired fan hands Walter beads. Black-haired fan.
Bless them for me, please, for the photo.
He greets more fans, posing with couples and kissing a woman's cheek. Walter.
For me.
It was the most beautiful and memorable moment of my life.
Walter gives a wave and a smile. Then, the next morning.
Wow.
Willie wheels Walter outside the museum. They both hold umbrellas. Yeah, Walter. Yeah.
Look at that.
They stop in front of the banner. Walter.
Yes,
my
yeah.
God. What good publicity. It's all beautiful. My hair, it's all beautiful.
Beautiful.
They tour the exhibit, stopping by the pink robe. Walter.
Look at this one. How beautiful. Look at the photo of my family when I was a child. Oh, my God. I don't think I'm in this one, Willie.
Willie.
Where?
Walter.
Over there.
Willie.
This one is you?
Walter.
No, I don't believe it.
Willie.
This is Kuka, Henry, your mom, and dad.
Walter.
How depressing.
Willie.
Oh, please.
Walter.
How depressing.
In a display case, brooches gleam. Magazine covers feature Walter in expressive poses.
I'm a fortune teller, but I don't like to know my future. I just want to enjoy this moment of my life.
Walter.
Look, look.
A screen shows footage from his telenovela days. Walter.
Look at that.
In a clip, Walter bites his fist. Walter.
I was very cute, wasn't I?
Willie.
Yes.
They browse more of the exhibit.
I feel that I'm heaven right now, living the life I'm choosing to live, and with the people that I love, that's heaven for me. I don't expect another heaven. Heaven is today, and heaven is now.
Walter considers the bust. Walter.
That's precious.
Walter will never, he will never live.
He indicates his body.
This will live, yes. This is a Caravaggio. This is nothing.
Walter passes the purple wall.
If you go away, if you go away.
When he passes away, the essence of Walter will live forever and ever on the heart of everybody that loves him.
In archival footage, Walter makes various TV appearances.
Walter Mercado is a force of nature without the beginnings and endings. He used to be a star, but now Walter is a constellation.
Walter reaches skyward, then wraps himself in a hug. He smiles at us. Text appears. 3 months after the event, Walter died in San Juan, surrounded by his family and friends. Although his body has left this earth, his message of love and peace lives on. In the photo shoot promoting the History Miami Museum event, Walter strikes various poses in exotic costume pieces. He raises his arms and frames his face with his hands. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Richie Pepio. Voiced by Erica Hernandez, Liz Gutman, and Scott Carroll. Credits, directed and produced by Christina Costantini. Kareem Tapsch. Produced by Alex Fumero. Edited by Tom Maroney. Director of Photography, Peter Alton. Executive Producers, Darren Foster, Jeffrey Plunkett, Lisa Lengang, Mona Ponchel. Co-produced by Kayla Malahazer. Contributing Producers, Catherine Everett, Bryn Mooser. Music by Jeff Morrow. Featuring Walter Mercado, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Eugenio Derbez, Raul de Molina, Tony Hernandez, Curly Velasquez, Maria Gladys Garcia, Carmen Mercado, Chirito Mercado, Bobby Gallardi, Nidia Caro, Mauricio Salik, Willie Acosta, Yvonne Bennett Mercado, Betty Bennett Mercado, Danette Benet Mercado, Aida Benet Mercado, Phil Bacula, Maria Lopez Alvarez, Maria Lucio, Carlo Carlo, Carlos Velasquez, Wilma Torres, Luis A. Miranda Jr., Matt Kuzier, Jesse Mercado, Jorge Ramos, and Bruno. Text appears. We dedicate this film to our abuelitas y a todas las abuelitas del mundo. Con mucho amor, Alejandrito, Cancan, y Sina.
boom boom, papi papi papi. Dame dame boom boom, papi papi papi. Dame dame boom boom, papi papi papi. Dame dame boom boom, papi papi papi.
Mucho Mucho Amor, copyright 2020 by Libra Libra Sagittario LLC. All rights reserved. Now, in Walter's golden room, Walter sits in an ornate high-back chair. He looks at us.
Y que Dios me los bendiga a todos hoy, mañana y siempre. Y que reciban de mí siempre paz, mucha paz. Pero sobre todo mucho, 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 ¿qué? Amor.
Walter extends his hand toward us with a slight smile. He stands and glances off. Logos. Topic. Kiret Ink. Muck.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.